August 16, Salvation, Day by Day. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Peter's fall was not instantaneous, but gradual. Self-confidence led him to the belief that he was saved, and step after step was taken in the downward path until he could deny his master. Never can we safely put confidence in self or feel this side of heaven that we are secure against temptation. Those who accept the Savior, however sincere their conversion, should never be taught to say or to feel that they are saved. This is misleading. Everyone should be taught to cherish hope and faith, but even when we give ourselves to Christ and know that He accepts us, we are not beyond the reach of temptation. Only he who endures the trial will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Those who accept Christ and in their first confidence say, "I am saved," are in danger of trusting to themselves. We are admonished, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." 1 Corinthians 10:12. Our only safety is in constant distrust of self and dependence on Christ. There are many who profess Christ but who never become mature Christians. They admit that man is fallen, that his faculties are weakened, that he is unfitted for moral achievement, but they say that Christ has borne all the burden, all the suffering, all the self-denial, and they are willing to let him bear it. They say that there is nothing for them to do but believe. But Christ said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 6:24. We are never to rest in a satisfied condition and cease to make advancement, saying, "I am saved." When this idea is entertained, the motives for watchfulness, for prayer, for earnest endeavor to press onward to higher attainments cease to exist. No sanctified tongue will be found uttering these words till Christ shall come and we enter in through the gates into the city of God. Then with the utmost propriety we may give glory to God and to the Lamb for eternal deliverance.